it. Because of how much it was transferred
Yes, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Mike?
Yeah, Mike here.
Yep. Okay, we're on the phone with the bank now. So okay. I think the mix-up is you told us it was going to be $2,300 Canadian, correct?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, right. You guys are trying to take out $2,400 Canadian. Or is this saying you're trying to take it out in U.S. funds? It's not going to work in U.S. funds, right?
Well, I don't think we tried in the U.S. dollars. I mean, that denomination, we used Canadian dollars. And it was $2,300 Canadian dollars like I committed to you.
Yeah. But the bank is saying that you guys are trying to take out $2,400.
Well, I don't know if that's a conversion or something. I mean, if that's because we're based in the U.S. and we're trying to build a card that's in Canadian currency, if that's the case. But otherwise, the amount that we are charging is $2,300. This sounds like some kind of a taxes or some kind of a bank fee that's getting applied on top. But we are just charging $2,300.
Yeah, I understand that. There's no bank fee, though. They're saying you're trying to withdraw $2,400. That's what's the issue. We're trying to get that resolved now. But they're saying it was at first. They're saying it was $2,300 U.S., but now they said $2,400.80 or something. But I don't understand. There's no. I know we don't have a $100 service charge on that because it's.
We don't
get that, right?
Yeah. I mean, even if we were doing the U.S. dollars, we would charge somewhere about like 1730 or something because that's how it converts, right? I mean, even if we had to do it in the U.S. dollars, and then, of course, I'd ask you first before making that attempt, right? So we were just doing Canadian dollars and for $2,300. So.
Okay, hold on one
this.
Second, Mike.
Yeah, for sure.
Hold on one second. Okay, Mike, convert it back to U.S. and try taking out the U.S. so they can do the conversion on their end.
Okay, and that comes out to be 1732. So do I have your approval to go ahead and bill 1732 in the U.S. Just, dollars?
Yeah, as long as that comes out to 2300 Canadian, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the conversion, but, you know, I just want to make sure there's no, you know, there's nothing on top that you're paying to the bank for this transaction.
No.
So, okay.
Yeah, no, there's nothing on top. They're confused because at first it said $2,300 U.S., and then there was a few different amounts, 24 12, and then 24 9. I don't understand what that's about.
Yeah, none of them sounds correct to me. So, let me go ahead and have this billed in U.S. dollars and see how that goes.
Yeah, bill it in U.S. dollars, obviously, whatever works out for the conversion.
Yeah, so
when
we'll
it converts,
go ahead with, 1732 is what it shows, you know, when you convert 2,300 Canadian dollars exactly to U.S. dollars. So we'll just try that amount and see if that goes through.
Yeah, try that amount and see if that goes through.
Okay.
All right.
All right, give me a moment. Please stay on the line. Let me try and get this done real quick and give you a confirmation.
I got the bank on the phone too.
Thank you. करना जरा पेमेंट डिक्लाइन हुई थी इसके बाद उसको रीबिल करने Hey, Mike, you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Mike, just give me like another couple minutes, all right? I'm just trying to get this done. This is taking a little longer than expected, but I'm trying to make sure, you know, this gets done before I let you go. So just give me a couple more minutes.
Okay,
thank
a couple
you.
More minutes, yep.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, they're trying.
Hello? I'm gonna die. Hey, Mike, you there?
Hey, Mike, you still there?
Yeah. Have you tried
okay,
yet?
We just, yeah, sorry. Okay, we just attempted a payment for $17.34. That's in U.S. dollars, and we got a decline again. So can you check with your bank and see if they're still on the line?
Yeah, they're still on the line. They said they just tried again, and it was declined. Okay, Mike, it says you're still trying to take $2,412.
Well, see, that's where the problem is. This is the exchange. I mean, if you look at it on, let's say you go on Google or you go on any, you know, open market calculator for currency, you'd see that when you type in $2,300, it says $1,734. Now, the bank's not charging you any service fee, but they're charging you on the exchange rate. So that's them. Sorry?
So what is the, that's the bank, what the exchange rate is.
What is the exchange rate?
In fact, I'm sending a screenshot right now just to show you that, you know, I'm typing in $2,300 Canadian dollars, and that comes out to 1733.37.
Okay, where are you sending it? My text, by text?
I can send that to you on text message, yeah.
Yeah, send it on text. So, yeah, I haven't got any text message yet, Mike.
I'm just sending it over to you. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
But she said I have, like, I'm limited fine. She's like, you can, there's something wrong. It just keeps saying that it's 2,400.
Okay, Mike, I just sent you the screenshot. It should be coming in.
Yeah, just give it a second.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's punching in $2,300 Canadian, which comes out to $1,733.37 U.S. And it's still coming back to client. Why?
Because it's on that end of thing is 2,400.
Well, that's wrong. What are they charging conversion?
I don't know. But we're just trying to see.
So, once again, I mean, as far as I know, they're not charging you a service fee to make the conversion, but they're actually making a profit out of, you know, the conversion rate, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, but they shouldn't. It's the bank. The conversion rate should be the same as what's posted.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so no, they're not going to do that. They're going to make sure that I'm paying. Why should I pay the bank 10 cents on the dollar for what? Converting it? It's my money.
I mean, absolutely. I agree with you on that, but, you know, unfortunately, it's from the bank side. So, you know, I can give you the wire, bank wire details if you want to make a bank wire, if that's easier, because that way you could just transfer in Canadian dollars.
So, okay, send me the details. I'm going to see if we can work it out with the bank.
All right, yes, please. So I'll send you the details over text messages in about 5 minutes. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks. Okay.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.